1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by the Rosen Automotive Group. Save a fistful of dollars. Save time and shop online at rosenautomotive.com.
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen!
I noticed my shower was draining a little slow. I was standing in water in my shower, and that never happens.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I know this is slow. You're thinking to yourself, is it slow? Is this slowing down? Is this the same amount of water? You know how you kind of in your head, you're going, this is probably okay.
Same with the cloudy pool thing.
Right.
Am I supposed to be able to see that drain?
Right,
I should be able to see that drain, shouldn't I?
But I wouldn't notice if something hadn't changed.
That's
what I noticed, right.
It goes slowly.
So that's Friday morning. So Saturday morning, I'm taking a shower and I'm going, okay, this is slow. There's water standing in here now. This has got to be hair in the
drain. Yeah, it had to get really bad before you actually noticed it wasn't working right.
And it,
now there's water leaking into the floor below.
Yeah, right. So I announced to Daisy, boy, that drain is really slow in there. And she has long hair. And I said, pretty sure this was 1,000% on you. She said, I can cut it. I can cut my hair. I said, no, just leave it. I'll work this out.
No, I'll fix the drain.
Right, so I get my screw. It's a simple, it's two Phillips head screws that hold the cover on. And like you said, you are very, very cautious when you're pulling those out because there's a drain right there. So I'm backing them out. I got my fingers on the screw and I'm lifting them and putting them outside the shower so they can't roll in there.
Right, so maybe you can, you know, move your knee and put it on top of a screw.
Completely, it's out of the shower. It's moved away.
Those always feel good.
And I have a flashlight. I look down in the shower, and it's like, oh, yeah, look at all that hair. So I got a needle nose, and I'm grabbing the top stuff, and I'm pulling
gobs
that up.
Gobs of hair out.
And then
while you're going.
No. And then I pull out. Then I get the hanger, which I put a little hook on, and you run it down there, and you bring it back up. I brought up out of that drain what can only be described as
a
gob of hair that was the size of a squirrel.
Show your breakfast, everyone.
And I plop it on this paper plate that I have in there because I just want to be able to carry it out and throw it in the garbage, right? So figure that's the easiest way. So I have to walk through the house, and Daisy is standing in the kitchen at the sink, and I'm walking by. I go, look what I pulled out of there. She goes, no. And I start going,
you're so funny.
That is one of the times I started to get dead serious. And she goes, knock it off. That'll make me throw up. I said, look at this.
Yeah, well, stuff you pull out of a drain. Surprised there's not a website of that.
How do you know there's not?
I don't know. There's not.
Maybe we should do that. I pulled it out of a drain for stories you write in. But draining perfectly again. Right back up to spec. Right back up. Now, the one thing I did.
I have one more repair story.
Hold on. I have one.
That went well.
Hold on. Save that. I just have a closing question here. I noticed while I was pulling the hair out, there is quite a buildup of some white scale. Now, I have a water softener, so I can only assume that this is the soap and shampoos that we're using, right, that are building up in there. I took a screwdriver and I scraped it off for the most part.
Try some liquid plumber in there.
I have been advised by plumbers to never use that stuff.
Well, if you're a plumber, would you like to be would you like to be replaced by liquid disc jockey? Of course. Of course they're going to say don't use it.
That stuff is horrible for your pipes. It never works. You know, it's just like,
Do you want the scum in there?
No, so I took a screwdriver, but is that... Because there's no buildup on shower heads or faucets or anything of any things like that. So it's got to be the soap, right? That's building up in there. But I've never seen that before. So I don't want to know what the hell I'm washing with.
Call your plumber buddies.
You should. Yeah.
I need to get in there. Can't just pour something down there.
Liquid.
Replace us.
Liquid disc jockey.
How do you think they're going to feel about liquid plumber?
They probably find it a little insulting.
I think I would.
That's
going to be replaced by a bottle.
That's
fine.
That's a plumber?
Liquid driving instructor. Right. Try that.